my First Baptist Church to preview the upcoming preview party. So the preview of upcoming attractions Thursday night at the Bartlesville Community Center. Dr. Randy Thompson in from OK Mozart. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Charlie?
Doing well. And this is the time where I try to ask as many leading questions and you try not to tell me anything. So,
well, as you say, next Thursday night is our launch party where we do reveal our whole season. Although, in some of my gift letter acknowledgments this season, I've already acknowledged to people that we are not leaving New York behind in our new configuration. And Anne Marie McDermott, a much, much beloved, longtime favorite of the festival in the chamber music side of the festival, will be the final piece of our finale.
Well,
she's playing with the Tulsa Symphony, and I'm not going to tell you what piece it is, but it's one of the all-time favorite pieces that you might be able to. You wouldn't imagine without me giving you one more hint, but I can't go there. But it is going to be a
showstopper. I won't ask you if it's one she's already performed here that I think is a
It is not one she has already performed here, but it is one that she has just recorded. And when I was negotiating, I was kind of surprised. I told him what piece I wanted her to play and the night and everything, and it turned out that she had just recorded that. And she is absolutely thrilled to be back in Oklahoma. She is more than excited to play with the Tulsa Symphony. She's heard about the Tulsa Symphony, in fact, in New York, as being one of the rising success stories in the orchestra world now, because in Symphony Magazine, if you read it, you'll find symphonies are folding all over the United States. Tulsa has a new format. They are player-owned. They have no board of directors.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very interesting configuration, much like the London Symphony. The London Symphony has made it through ups and downs and ups and downs. That's because the players make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're on the rise. They're growing. And they have players that have gone to Curtis, Juilliard, all the same kind of resumes that you'd expect from a New York player. We have right here in Oklahoma, in Tulsa and Oklahoma City, and so we're excited about it, and Anne Marie McDermott is excited about it too. Our program this year is a very unique one, because the theme for this festival and ongoing festivals is Mozart and his musical heirs. That means that Mozart is the bedrock, and it will be the bedrock, and we insist on every program that there's Mozart. But he influenced so many other different composers. And the orchestras that we have to work with this year are 65 members and above, whereas our orchestras have been 40, a classical size symphony.
Right, and while you have supplemented the orchestra occasionally for a performance, this work, whatever, typically it's been, like you said, the classical orchestra of the 1800s.
Yeah, and to supplement that orchestra has been very costly. I mean, I can't tell you how much it has cost us. But we're able now to offer music to the public that is their all-time favorite music, but since they owe their styles to Mozart, we are actually paying homage to Mozart in every work we do this year.
Well, that's great. And I think that's returning to the intention, the roots of the festival from day one.
I think so. And a couple of different things that we're doing this year is, I think everyone knows from the newspaper that we're using the two major symphonies in Tulsa, but we're also able to use Oklahoma City musicians this year. And while we weren't able to get the whole Oklahoma City Philharmonic, because they're all college professors and wander, you know, once school is out, trust me, I know, I was a college professor for 30 years.
You're not talking any badly about your profession.
No. This is just it. They go, they're ready to do their research, they go, they leave. But we've got nearly 15 of them that are going to join us in Ambler Hall for a second seating of chamber music. And they are, I mean, I'll give you an example. The concertmaster of the Oklahoma City Philharmonic is one of them who will be playing. He's from Juilliard. He's an Australian. He's also from Curtis Institute. He has a doctorate in music. He has played all over the world with major symphonies all over the world. I mean, he reads like an internationally acclaimed artist, and he is a wonderful player. But he's going to be playing some chamber music for us with colleagues from Oklahoma City and some alumni colleagues from Oklahoma City that have gone on to make it big, for instance, in the Lincoln Center Chamber Music Society. So we're not watering down anything this year. We're actually expanding and raising some standards.
Well, I think it's certainly nice to hear that because the traditional OK Mozart Festival has been built on and around a particular orchestra ensemble that started the whole thing.
Yes.
That we are not simply saying thank you for 30-some years of service, goodbye.
No, not at all. We have not finished our New York connection. In fact, the finale of this year, and Anne Marie in particular, is comes, and the introduction to her piece is that this is paying homage to the 31 years of our previous festivals, and what we're saying is that our connection with the greatest players in New York will continue well into the next 31 years. We are not stopping that at all. They're the bedrock, and they love us, and we love them. It's just that we can't bring them all at once.
Airfare is not what it was 31 years ago.
Well, it's more than airfare. It's a combination of hotel, airfare, per diems, we have found a structure now that we know we can sustain. And if you look back at 1985, anybody in town, look back at 1985, where we were as a state and a city, we were a one-company town, Phillips 66. Mm-hmm. And when the festival started in 1985, Oklahoma did not have an orchestra. They had all folded. And so it made sense to bring a world-class orchestra. And at that point, Phillips was underwriting several million dollars a year. And then over the years, that got cut back to $500,000. That got cut back. You know, in other words, their process is to get something going and then wean. And basically last year, we were weaned off. I mean, we're getting gifts, but it's maybe 3% of what was really given. Mm-hmm. Between the two companies in town here, we're getting 3% of what was actually given in the beginning of the festival. That is unsustainable. We have nowhere to make up $1 million. We tried in Tulsa, and their answer was, with Tulsa Foundations, their answer was, well, you're not doing anything for us. Mm-hmm. So we're not gonna help you, you know? Well, this year their tune has been a little bit different, and we've gotten some sizable gifts from Tulsa Foundations because they realize that we are now partnering with them. In fact, we got an invitation the other day that said we are officially now part of what they're calling Greater Tulsa. Now that begins to tell us that we can sustain what we're doing. I had a phone call from an Oklahoma City foundation the other day. I'd applied for a grant, and I had listed the Oklahoma City players we were using. They were so impressed, they called and they said, okay, we like what we see on paper. We want to know, how much are you investing in this?
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to give them a sizable figure. So, I mean, we are investing in Oklahoma City. We're investing in Tulsa. And what's the nice thing about this year's festival is that the whole state of Oklahoma can come to one place for 1 week in June and hear everything Oklahoma has to offer.
That's fantastic.
They don't have to travel around the state, and everyone is seeing the value in this. When we made the initial announcement, I called the State Arts Council, and we were getting ready for our press conference, and we told them what we were doing and asked if they would send a representative. They not only sent a representative, but they sent a note out to all of their mailing list around the state and around the country, mm-hmm. what we were doing, and endorsed it. And I think that when you take a look at the fact that the Oklahoma Center for Nonprofits has not only nominated us for their one award, which was 70 nominations, mm-hmm. and OK Mozart's been nominated before, but this year, for the first time, we're one of the 24 finalists.
So which, for those that missed the story when we aired
yeah.
it 10 days or so ago, finalists will receive, I believe, please correct me if I'm wrong, just for finalist status, a $5,000 grant.
That's right.
Yeah.
And there are eight categories, three nonprofits in each category. There are three in our category.
You and
Oklahoma City Ballet,
Pawhuska,
and the Pawhuska Historical Society.
Right.
And we're so happy to get $5,000. I can't tell you. And we'd love to win our category, but that doesn't matter. The main thing that matters for us right now, that is in our new year of transformation, to have that kind of affirmation. And we don't expect to go all the way. There are some groups that have been nominated that meet human need in a wonderful way. Now I could make a case to you that music meets a human need, but there's human need that music can't meet too.
Right.
But there's human need that medicine can't meet as well, which is a need of the heart. But we are so proud to have made it this far and to have been nominated by one of the commissioners, and we don't know who, because this is a nomination process.
Right.
We didn't go after it. We had no idea, as a matter of fact, when we got the phone call that we'd been nominated. We thought, well, how did that happen?
So somebody likes you. And I believe your Facebook post or tweet at the time, and I forget where I saw it, was something to the effect of that it has been a number of years, I want to say 23, but a number of years since an arts organization actually won the final.
I don't know that an arts organization has won. Oh, okay. Wait a minute. I think Elder Care has won twice.
Right.
And I think
which
Children's
locally
Musical
is.
Theater won in their category. I'm not sure
yeah.
they won the whole thing.
That's what. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
We've had to be the
one award winner, which obviously a year or so ago.
If that would be difficult for an arts agency.
Yeah.
It would, but you know, we're unique because we may be the only organization, as I look through that group, that reaches out to the entire state. So I don't know. It just depends on where they're going. But what a shot in the arm to have the State Arts Council endorse it,
mm-hmm.
and say it's a model for other organizations to try, and for the Center for Nonprofits to actually, you know, honor us as a group that has made a difficult decision, but it's a missional home run.
There you go. Well, we'll continue to support OK Mozart, and there are several other Bartlesville-based organizations.
Absolutely.
And we'll cheer them on as far as they can go.
Yeah, and let me mention that the other group in Bartlesville, Pathways to Independence, this is a group I'm personally very proud to stand with, because Pathways to Independence helps autistic kids that are on the low end. And these are kids that are really, really challenged, and they're really making a difference in lives. And I've been out there and I've seen them. Mm-hmm. We have a grandson that's in the spectrum, and we thought they might be perfect for him, but he's too high functioning. They take the kids that parents can't handle, mm-hmm. and they're making a difference. And some of these kids have moved on now, and they're mentoring other kids. And so I can't say enough about this other group in Bartlesville that's just doing something nobody else is doing.
Pathways are also, I'll say recurring, I can't say regular, recurring guest on this program.
Yeah.
And some of their students came in roughly a year ago and were able to record some public service announcements
I know
for us.
That,
it's great.
That what they're doing is miraculous. I'm proud to stand with them in this endeavor. But anyway, our launch party is next Thursday night. It begins at 5:30.
And we'll give you the rest of the details on how you can get tickets. We'll do that for you in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1, and Dr. Randy Thompson was about ready to give us all the details on how we can get tickets for Thursday night.
Yeah.
I think they're only $15, right?
They're only $15, and you can go right on our website, and there are three boxes. Large boxes on the heads on the website that say things. The one in the middle says launch party. You click on that link, go all the way to the bottom, and it says buy tickets here. You just click on that and it'll take you through. It's the simplest thing, and that's if you want to pay by credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Now if you want to pay cash, well,
if
you want to pay anyway, cash, credit card, check, whatever, come down to 415 Southeast Dewey. We're in Suite 101. It's the office on the left, even though it's a ground floor of the building we own. And we can take your cash and a credit card. And it's very easy check-in. You don't get a ticket. You get an email.
E-ticket.
Well, it's an e-ticket, but you don't need to bring the e-ticket. It just says you got your reservation.
Yeah.
And when you come, we have a list alphabetically on Eventbrite, and when we come, all we got to do is push your name and you're checked in.
Now, usually, and I'll say usually, I know in the past several years and maybe longer, the launch party has been the best time to get tickets.
Absolutely. We are, it's the one night and one night only that you get a discount on the discounted season ticket price.
Yeah.
So the season ticket prices have a 25% discount, but for one night only, we give a discount that's deeper than 25%, and it's a substantial discount. But it's only for season tickets, but we are selling the chamber music tickets. We don't have a launch price ticket because they're already very inexpensive, but you can get your chamber music season tickets, which is a discount from the price.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can be set for the whole season, all in one night. We'll have food from the Hilton Garden Inn, Shorty's, Mazio's, Brahms, Sugar Rica, Szechuan, Cup and Cake, Wheezy's, Rolling Pin. We're going to have a popcorn machine, and that just to name a few. So you can come at 5:30 and really have dinner
mm-hmm.
with all different kinds of hors d'oeuvres. Narni Roll is going to play the piano, and I'll tell you, if you haven't heard Narni play, she's one of those gals that you name the tune, she can play it.
Yeah.
If you sing the tune and it's a tune she doesn't know, she'll make it sound like the tune you know. She is an amazing, just amazing, and just she's tons of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then the program will start. I've got some announcements to make. We're going to announce who is going to be in the art gallery. We will have the commemorative posters for sale.
Okay.
we're going to have the actual piece of art from which our commemorative poster comes on display, so you can see, and it's a really magnificent piece.
Okay.
And we'll announce who that artist is. And then I'm going to give some instructions, and then we're going to have our launch video. And I've been spending, since September, writing the script and laying it out and picking the tracks and picking visuals for it. And Jerry Poppenhaus then came on board and got another videographer to actually do the technical work. And we have come up with a product. I've shown it to the advisory board and to the whole board. And last night at the board, they were so thrilled. They all wanted copies. And I know that if you come and see the video, you are going to be convinced that our festivals are going to be even better.
Well,
There's no way about it.
I hope that after you're done officially with it, that we can share it on YouTube or something so we can...
Well, we're going to send it out to all of our patrons via an email. We're going to try to get it up on our website if we can.
Okay.
I don't know what copyright issues we might have facing us with that. But we're going to do our best to do that, and if we find there's some pictures in there that have copyright, we'll replace them.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll do everything we can to get it up on Facebook. But one of the board members last night said, "Man, for the first time in my life, I actually understand what those pieces are for and why you're doing them."
You know? Oh, good.
Yeah. So, and then everyone will have a chance at the launch party. If they stay, they have two choices. They can fill a form out, make their order, leave their credit card number, and leave.
Mm-hmm.
And their seats will be selected for them in the appropriate section. Or they can stay and actually pick their seats that night, which is a big... A big plus for people.
Point at the seating chart and say, "I want those two right there."
Absolutely, yeah. And last year we had a lot of people that stayed and did that, and we really hope that a lot of people will come this year. And I would also say that anyone who is straddling the fence and you know, is very sorry that we're not having a Michi back, you need to come and hear what's going on for yourself, mm-hmm. and not listen to somebody else.
Come and hear and make your own decision. I'll say, so that you don't have to, if after the festival is over you still have comments, I'm sure Randy will be happy to listen to you.
I'm always ready to hear, and anybody that wants to talk to me about it, and people have wanted to talk to me about it, I'll share the details, and they're really pretty simple.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's just a matter that, you know, okay, Mozart has had about a $3 million annual economic impact to Bartlesville. We cannot lose that.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot lose it, and we were about to lose it because we couldn't afford and we couldn't sustain what we were doing. And so what we have done is for the good of Bartlesville, it's for good of the state. It keeps the festival in Bartlesville, and there was some danger of us losing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is here to stay, and we'll continue to have that $3 million impact in Bartlesville. And that's part of our overall mission, and we're succeeding.
Buy your tickets, okmozart.com. We'll see you Thursday night. Thank you. Dr. Randy Thompson with us this morning on AM 1400 K1.
H.G. Weaver said, "Between the great things we cannot do and the little